anyway, that's enough Otis Nixon trivia and Bill Buckner trivia. Do you want to get this started? We've never put...
Let's fire it up here.
Nice, I'm in charge.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's all you, I guess. Take it away, Jonas.
What are the rules?
I don't know. Like, what? How many questions? I know nothing about this. I've actually... You guys play trivia when I'm not here.
That's the amazing thing.
So I've never been involved. I think I was a moderator once.
Flip a coin. Oh, no. Jonas. You're not getting that dollar for being a moderator, but flip a coin for who goes first. Wait till you see this, Noodles.
What's going on here?
Heads. Heads it is.
Okay, he goes first.
So he goes first.
All right, I'll go first.
Do you want me to give you five questions each? Is that...
Yeah, that's fair.
And whoever gets the most points?
Are you going to juggle back and forth between the two categories? We're talking pop culture or sports?
Well, so one of the issues in creating the questions was there ended up being more pop culture questions.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Whatever you got. So you go to me. If I get it wrong, Noodles, you can steal.
You can steal.
And then you're up again the next round, all right?
Okay, so it's... It's like Jeopardy.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know.
We'll figure it out. Our own stupid little trivia game.
So you get a choice, okay? Yep. Sports or pop culture?
I'll go pop culture to get it started.
All right, let's, which should we do here?
I feel good about this. Do we have sound effects and all that kind of stuff? I'm sure we've got the tap man lined up in some form or fashion. Go ahead,
Jonas. I like this question. What kind of wine does Hannibal Lecter prefer?
What? Like, are you talking about a specific brand?
No.
Are you talking white or red?
Yeah, I can't give you any more.
Yeah, no, but I'm up. This is my question.
I can't ring in?
No, you get it if I
miss
it.
Don't say it yet.
Well, I believe it's red wine, but am I supposed... What? Like, how specific am I supposed to be?
You need to know...
You need to know the...
You need to know the kind.
I don't know
the
answer.
It's not the brand.
I don't know the answer.
Noodles?
No, guy.
A nice Chianti.
Thank you.
Yes, guy.
Is he great? And some fava beans or whatever.
All right, Noodles, there you go. See, it's a movie question. If this is all catered to movies, I'm in big trouble.
You're going to be okay.
All right, so, Noodles up 1-0, and you're back on the board. You're up here.
I'll go sports, because if it's anything other than hockey, I'm going to get rinsed.
I should have
gone
sports.
Okay, this is a good one. All right. The O-Dog had 41 goals in the 2000-2001 season. Name three players who had more that season.
2000-2001?
Yep.
Three players. Okay.
This is a hard one.
Yeah, no kidding.
Let me think. So
too many players?
O was playing for Carolina.
Correct. Does that mean O was fourth in the league in goals?
No, there's one, two, three, four, five, six players had more.
So name three.
McGillney?
McGillney is one, correct.
That's a great pick.
I'm going to write this down.
That's excellent work. I'm impressed.
That means I can use that if he doesn't get it right. I will also
So I'm
going to
get
down.
Two out of three.
It's exactly possible. Right.
That's so greasy.
It is greasy, but...
Okay, 2000... Sakic?
That's two.
Yes, I knew I had that one.
I believe he led... No, he was second that year, I believe.
I was in
Minnesota. The league at that
point. But I'm in Minnesota going through my head... Who rinsed us? And there were so many.
That's a good process.
In my pre-scout,
I should have given this to Hayes. It would have.
So if I miss one, it's done.
Yeah, right? You got to get a third one, and he can't give you like five guys. And
I don't think so.
You got to hit three in a row.
I think you need to hit.
This is so greasy. Like this is tough.
It is, but you were in the league at the time.
I know, but it's Minnesota.
Okay, I got McGillney and Sakic. I feel good about that. What do you got, Noodles?
Solani.
No, that's wrong.
You're a moron.
All right. You had, I'll say Alex McGillney, Joe Sakic, and this is where I have four names in front of me, and I just don't know who to pick. 41 is a lot of goals.
Yep.
I am going to say Jerry Jagr.
That would be
the real MVP.
Jaromir Jagr. I also had Mario. Was Mario...
He was not there.
Was
Pavel Bure?
I was going to say Bure. Yeah. I was just going to say.
What about Yzerman? Did he have 41 more?
No, he was right around. I think
Shanny would have been there.
The others were Peter Bondra.
Ooh. Yeah, I wouldn't have got Peter.
And Alex Kovalev.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a tough question. That's
a really tough one.
You know, I kept thinking Bure, but there was a time where he had a little bump, a couple bumps. And anyways, it's close, but... Closest for losers.
So it's Hayes' question?
Yep.
What do you want?
Pop culture again.
Okay. All right. Michael Scott plays the boss of Dunder Mifflin on The American Office. which you don't watch.
So why would you ask me a question? You know I have never seen the show.
You don't know what the question is. The boss of Warnham Hogg on the British office is named what?
Well, I know the answer to that, but
not the actor.
No, I know. It's David Brent. Is that who you're looking for? David Brent?
Yes, sir!
See, even that's greasy because you know I love that show so much. You know, like, I appreciate you lobbing me a softball, but that's like asking Noodles, like, yeah, name two of the four characters in Seinfeld. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's all good.
That feels okay, like it was. I don't want this to come off as if it's been manipulated.
I'm just picking them at random.
All right, thank you. That's David Brent. There you go. Moving on. Noodles, you're on the clock.
I'll go pop culture.
Pop culture. Okay. This is a tough one, actually.
Oh, great. Mad at me for some reason.
I know.
Which actor plays Claire's fiance in Wedding Crashers?
Okay, hold on.
You know this one?
Yeah, I do.
Wedding Crashers. Oh, yeah. Just hold on a second.
It's a very, very famous actor. Before
That's enough, little moderator over okay. there. Let's not get carried away, okay? What is he doing? Like, that is an infraction of the moderator. You can't start leading on the guy and be like, well,
listen,
he's doing this and doing
the
that.
Office.
Hold on.
That's true.
Hold on. Wedding Crashers is Owen Wilson.
Add the two plus
no,
two.
No, no, no. Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn are the
leads. Yep. They're the Wedding Crashers.
Just send it over here and I will move us on in the game.
Hold on a second here. I'm trying to remember her fiance.
I think Hayes is unbeaten in trivia.
That is correct.
Because Masters and I are still 0 for 2.
We need a clock here.
I know. Give me 10 more seconds.
10 more seconds.
Nope. It's Luke Wilson. Nope.
This guy's such an idiot here.
Bradley Cooper.
Having the time of his life.
Bradley Cooper. All right, I'm on the clock.
You're up 3-1.
Yeah, I'll go sports this time.
All right, I have to give you a hard one this time.
You're just winging it through your whole list there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
LeBron James has won 4 NBA MVPs.
He's going to know this.
Which three players in NBA history have won more?
More than 4 MVPs.
I don't think he's going to get this.
Jordan.
Okay. Correct.
Oh, man, this one is dicey.
In history, though. That's the thing.
In history.
Have they been doing the MVP since, like, 1950? Because
the moderator is supposed to be impartial.
Okay, so helpful. Michael Jordan. I want to say Bill Russell.
That's 2.
Wilt Chamberlain.
That is incorrect.
Wrong.
So I need 2.
There's a chance that you know who this person is, and you might know
probably
this
person.
Probably not. Well,
he needs 2 of them.
Well, Michael Jordan.
Yes.
Russell.
Yes.
I was actually thinking Wilt Chamberlain, but it's the off-court MVP, that one.
Yeah. Well, he must have had 2 or 3 Wilt.
Yeah.
I mean, there's one obvious one that sticks out to me. But anyway, you got to get 2. I don't know if you're getting it 2.
Lou Alzinger.
Oh, wait a second. No. Wait a second.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That is correct.
That's his real name.
That's
wow.
Real
MVP. Yeah.
He probably won one as Lou Alzinger, and then
I
probably multiple
so,
as Kareem.
See,
nice story.
All right, just relax.
I was thinking Airplane. Maybe he knows Airplane.
Yeah.
I do know Airplane, but I'm having a problem with the 4th. That's the issue. Jordan.
Right, that's great.
Russell.
Jabbar.
It's only 3.
Yeah, no, he said he needs 4, didn't you?
No, it's only 3.
Oh, so you got it already.
Yeah, you got
it.
Oh,
you're
it's
in.
Done.
There
oh,
you go.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. I was going to say like Magic Johnson or something like that, but I guess Magic didn't get there.
Wow.
There you
so
go, you Noodles.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
All right. So how many more do we have?
So the score is 3-2.
3-2. Right.
And this is
for
what,
Brian.
Fourth round or?
This is Jamie's.
Noodles.
Okay.
Third question for Jamie.
All right.
Pop culture.
All right. Let's see. Oh, this is an easy one. Sorry, Brian.
Go
Maybe
ahead.
Not.
I got to phrase this properly. The guys behind the glass know what I'm saying. It puts what in the basket in Silence of
puts
the Lambs?
Puts the lotion in the basket.
Yes, sir!
Jonas, that is
it
actually
it places
like,
the lotion in the basket or it gets
or it
the
gets
hose.
The hose.
Yeah, that is ridiculous.
Don't you hurt my precious.
Like, yeah, okay, anyway,
you
all
don't
right.
know what real pain is.
Jonas, look at this guy running off the whole script.
Well, we've lived it on our show.
I know
it rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
Yeah. Do you ever listen to us? I mean,
that's right. Hey, I got to throw you a bone once in a while.
3-3.
3-3. Let's go here. We got to get it rolling. Bobby Mack's going to drop kick down the door here in a minute. What do you
up
got?
To you.
Okay, I'll go pop culture.
Okay. This is a tough one, Brian. What song do Harry and Lloyd sing in their van after they pick up the hitchhiker?
I don't know what it's called. Like
I know
just,
it.
Just you can. I think you can get there.
Yeah, it's Mockingbird.
Yes,
yeah.
God.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bird.
Yeah.
Is that the name of the song? I guess.
But apparently it's by Carly Simon.
All right,
oh my
there you
God,
go. Shout out to
so
Carly.
So funny.
All right, Noodles, you're on the clock here.
I'll go pop culture, but we should bring it back to sports at some point.
Right. Okay, this is a tough
one.
We
only got
for you.
One more round after.
All
this.
Right.
In the opening credits of Forrest Gump, a feather drifts down and lands on Forrest's feet.
Yeah.
What book does he put it inside?
Oh. What the hell is it? Like, that I've seen that movie a million times.
I have no idea.
It's a tough question.
I'm going to take a guess, but.
It's his question or mine?
No, it's yours.
It's yours. It's yours.
Gone with the Wind.
Incorrect.
Wrong.
There, I really don't. It's a book, or is it? It's not religious, right?
Like no, it's
I don't,
a book.
Is it To Kill a Mockingbird?
It is not.
Wrong.
Flowers for Algernon?
Wrong.
What is it? What kind of question is that?
Curious George.
Oh, okay. Stop it.
Stop it, Jonas.
What
that's
do you mean?
So
that's a great question.
All right, final round. What's the score here?
4-3.
4-3. I'm on the clock. I will go sports.
Okay.
I can end it here. I can end it
so
with
I
a win.
I got to give you something that's a little harder. True or false?
No, you can't
true
do a true or false.
It's a 50%.
I'm flipping a coin.
Too easy? He's going to nail all these. All right.
Well, do whatever you want, but true or false.
He's got a 50% chance.
Yeah, I'll flip a coin and I'll give you the answer on it.
Oh, these are too
but
easy.
If it's the toughest one, you...
Well, go with whatever your heart tells you.
I think it's the toughest one.
All right, go ahead.
True or false, Joe Thornton has won an Art Ross trophy.
I think he did when he won his MVP. Like, I'm pretty sure he did. It's actually a tough question. Are you Googling over there? You're
no, I'm not
TV.
Googling. I'm watching a California Raisin Day.
I'll say true.
Yes, God!
That was, I mean, that's pretty easy.
50%.
Yeah.
And plus, he's a, you know.
He won the MVP, and I think that was the year he got traded. Didn't he have, like, 92 assists that year or something?
I bowed down.
The all sports right. questions were too easy.
Thank you, Jonas.
That was good work, though.
I don't know.
Good
I
work.
Think it was a pretty good job. I mean, there were some weird questions in
the
there.
The book one was, that stunk.
I have never even paid attention to what book.
I remember the flower.
I remember
and
that too.
I was
yeah.
waiting.
The feather, yeah.
But the point was that he had Curious George. Is so.
I see.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, Jonas.
I'm glad you had fun.
Thank you
that
for that.
That was very good.
Very encouraging
very good.
To know that someone can step in and moderate. And
yeah, I learned a lot today.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jonas. Good stuff, Jonas. I remain undefeated
you
in trivia.
Yeah, exactly.
Feeling good about that.
Undefeated.
Completely worthless and completely meaningless.